you ever feel stuck, like you're living your life on autopilot? Are you ready to shift into high gear and reach the success you so richly deserve? Welcome to the Play Big Movement podcast. I am your host, Sharon Lecter, entrepreneur, business strategist, and best-selling author. Playing big is not about settling for good enough or being comfortable. It is about reaching your highest potential and achieving your greatest success. Join me in my Play Big movement as I interview top experts in business, money, and entrepreneurship, all ready to serve you and to help you play big, be number one in your field, live your legacy, and create maximum impact. Welcome to this segment of the Play Big Movement podcast. I'm very excited today to have a dear friend, Shay Bond. Shay, thanks so much for being with me.
Oh, Sharon, it's my pleasure. Absolutely.
Well, it's always wonderful when I can highlight women that truly are pioneers in their areas. And we talk about play big, and there's nobody that I can think of more because what you've created. It's one thing to want to do a show for women, but Shay, you're the founder, and you said, I'm going to create an entire network as CEO and founder of WBTVN. That stands for the Women's Broadcast Television Network. So, I mean, you are considered like the queen of personal development, and you do health and wellness. You're recognized in so many different directions. In fact, some of your pictures, I love the yoga positions you have. I go, I couldn't do that ever in my entire life. So, but you really are a dear, dear gift to women everywhere. And I want to have you just share a little bit more about the rest of Shay with our audience, please.
Okay. Well, as a young girl, I was a dancer. My mom put me in, you know, in classes, and because I was doing flip-flops all over the house and had a lot of energy and whatever. And she said, I think this girl needs to go into class. So, you know, the thing that I learned is at an early age that you really have to show up, you have to learn the routine, and you really have to be part of that team. And early on, I really learned that it wasn't all about me, it was all about everybody else. And it also taught me a lot about discipline. And that has really helped me throughout all of the things that I've decided to take on and see it through, not to stop, not to give up, not to give an excuse, but to get it done. And so after teaching a lot, training a lot, doing all of those things, it was actually organic for me to go into health and fitness and to start teaching. So, you know, I'm the girl that decided that I wasn't quite sure. I loved all the different formats. I was teaching step. I was teaching yoga, Pilates, Tai Chi. I was teaching, you know, strength training, all of those kinds of things. And I loved all of them. But the great thing that came out of it was that I realized that so did everybody else, but they didn't have an hour for each one of these, you know, every day or even through the week to be able to do it all, because you just don't have that kind of time. And that was the creation that came out of actually putting Shaynetics together. And Shaynetics is a wellness practice that's endorsed by doctors across the country. On the fitness side of it, or the you know, the physical side of it, it combines yoga, Pilates, Tai Chi, martial arts, gyrokinesis, dance, ballet, all of those things together. And what's great about that is that when people come to take Shaynetics, it's kind of like they're not repeating a lot of stuff over and over again. So it keeps it fresh and it keeps it, you know, interesting. But really at the heart of it are five, call them principles of wellness, call it principles of success. But there's five principles: commitment, perseverance, self-control, integrity, and love. And these are words, Sharon, that you know, I know, people have heard them before, but the truth of the matter is that we need tools, we need guidance when we're stuck in something and we're not quite sure how to get out of it, or we're questioning ourselves, is this something that I really want to do?
And you actually wrote the book Breakthrough related to those five principles.
I did.
So right, because it's what we put up here as well as what we do physically to stay healthy. So
it's so true. But the thing that I learned with it was that when you put these in order and you ask yourself the questions, you know, are you really committed? Most people say, yeah, I really am. And I go, okay, are you really sure about that? It's kind of like somebody saying, I'm doing my best. And I definitely believe that there are people that do their best. But would you agree with me that sometimes people say that because it's just, you know, they want people to think that they're doing their best and they're telling themselves that they're doing their best. But you and I both know, and you more than anybody that I know, you know that when you put 100% into something, it has to come out good. You can't fail on it. So commitment is the most important thing. You've got to want it so deeply inside. This has got to be something that really means as much to you as being on time and picking up your kids, or, you know, paying your mortgage or your insurance. You know, it's something that's really serious to you. So commitment is really important, obviously.
And I teach that. I say, you know, you've got to have, in order to truly be successful, you have to solve a problem or serve a need. And certainly with Shaynetics, you saw how to bring in a solution for women that were looking to stay healthy. But let's talk to the point, because you could continue doing that and be very successful, but you also saw a bigger need and stepped in to do the Women's Broadcast Television Network. Talk about that step that you took along the way.
Right. Well, when I was in Chicago 4.5 years ago, I was contributing on an ongoing basis to three major networks. So I go on and I talk about fitness, I talk about wellness, I talk about, you know, give them, you know, ideas about when they tell themselves that they don't have time to do anything and they're kind of playing that game with themselves about working out. I'm going to do it in the morning, and the morning comes, and for sure, you know, when I get home from work, or I'm going to do it in the evening, and you just
guilty as charged.
Guilty as charged. Well, everybody does it, but that's not really going to get you to where you truly want to be. And so I really got to the point, because I was contributing so much and doing so much television, that I wanted to host my own television show. And, you know, being raised by my mom, who, that's a whole story in itself. She was an amazing woman. And I really didn't have a father figure. My father was in Canada. My mother and father got divorced, and my mother moved back to the United States because that's where she was born. And she was a hairdresser. And her father, my mother
was a hairdresser too.
Me too. So here's the thing. My mom, you know, you hear this story, but it's really true. My mom just kind of packed her bags and brought my sister and I have a brother, but he was 9 years older, so he's finishing school in Canada. So my mom brought us over here. My dad never paid a penny. My mother had to work and figure out how she was going to feed us and take care of us. And we slept in the back of my grandfather's small salon on two chairs until my mother just kept working and working. She ended up owning three beauty shops and a beauty school, which then she made all of us go to beauty school and get our cosmetology license, mm-hmm. because she said, no matter what you're going to do, you're going to have something to fall back on. So let me get back to WBTVN. So I tell that story because I was not a girl that grew up that saw a lot of hurdles. I just believed if you needed to do it, you'd get it done, mm-hmm. because that's what my mother showed me. Not taught me, but showed me. Mm-hmm. And so I was really surprised. I got so close to having my own show. And you know how you feel like you could reach out and grab it and it just kind of melts away?
Yep.
Well, that's kind of what happened. And so when I moved from Chicago to LA, because I have three kids here, Victoria, Valerie, and Vince, and of course each one of those have two children, so every time I got on the plane to go back to Chicago, I said, what am I doing? My family's all here. And they kept saying, Mom, you need to come out here. So I did. And it was with the idea, I was already talking to a group of IT people in Chicago that was going to build a network for me, because I'm not the IT person. But I did find my partner, Janie Rios, who is all IT. And so together, we decided that we would build this. We have 343 channels that make up our network. Our partners are Apple TV, Roku, Amazon, Google, and more. So more distribution actually comes all the time to us. And we called it, you know, Women's Broadcast Television Network, because I was shocked to find out at the age, and I was married, obviously, and with three kids. And I was like, women don't have the same opportunity that men do. I was like, because I didn't see that. My mom never showed me that, so I didn't have any idea. But then when I finally decided that, wow, I guess that's it, because I took a step back and I saw that there was women like yourself that had accomplished so much in life and yet didn't have the same opportunities. And so we have an app that's called Women on TV. We built the network itself, and we're so grateful that we did, because we've really changed the lives of so many women that wanted to be on TV and would have never had the opportunity, and we continue to.
Well, I absolutely applaud you, because I think, you know, most of us, we're watchers and listeners, and it is hard to find positive programming that can support and highlight women that have created a difference in other people's lives. And I think your channel, you know, what you, your broadcast, your network is providing that where others aren't. I mean, you hear the traditional networks, you know, if it bleeds, it leads, right? They're talking about drama and negativity and not the things that really can enrich our lives. And so I really applaud you in creating the network. So when you guys made the decision to do that, you know, people out there watching and listening to this right now say, well, easy for her to say, right? No. You started from not really, you know, from just an idea. And so you had to have a few hurdles. Share a couple of the things when, you know, that point in time, maybe when you thought, this isn't going to happen. What do I need to do next?
Well, I think that, you know, all of us know what we're good at and what we're not good at. And the things that I'm not good at, I'm really not good at. and the things that I am good at, I'm pretty good. And so a big challenge for me is that you can have the biggest dream in the world, but you really have to find the right partnerships to be able to put that all together. And so, you know, I have to honestly say I thank God every day for all the greatness that He has, you know, given me. And, you know, a lot of those things aren't always so great. And I thank Him for that, because those are our stories. Those are the way we help other people. Mm-hmm. Those are the things that we can share, because other people think that, wow, look at, she can do anything and she's never had any hardships or whatever. Not true. Like I said, I was, you know, raised on two chairs together with a mother that had to work all the time. I didn't come home from school and have cookies made for me. In fact, I was working and cleaning beauty shops when I was 7 to 8 years old, and helping out. So the challenges, you know, were really finding the right people, the partnerships that, you know, come together. And sometimes when you're looking so hard and whatever, and you think, is this ever going to, you know, get to the point where, you know, that this isn't a hurdle any longer, I kind of just raise my eyes up and go, seriously, isn't it time to move on with something? this is way too long. And so I think it's almost like giving yourself permission, you know, to move forward. And there it was. Janie came into my life, and a lot of other people that were IT people that gave us great advice. And we literally built it. And really, the challenges, some of the other challenges was, do we start to bring people on first or talk to them about it and let them know about it? Or do we do the back room and get the partnerships and the distribution and get enough of that so that we can really provide something that's absolutely amazing? And we did.
So you've already created an incredible success with this, but what's next? What's your vision for where you want to go with this network?
Well, here's what's really happening. I also am a partner with a production company. And so, you know, just having family in it and being around it for so long, but not participating because I don't do that. I really try to do the things that, you know, make me feel good, that I feel that are important, that I can hold myself and not have to have anybody else help me other than partnering with me and being an equal. And so I think that, you know, what's happened now over the last year is this partnership with a production company. And now we have about, I would say, 40 different opportunities for shows and things that we're doing. In fact, what we're doing for some of the gals that's on WBTVN, there's a gal, Katie O'Reilly, who's been with us since the day that we actually built it. She does a cooking show. And she's just that girl that's just herself. You know, she comes out, she can laugh, she's funny. I called her the other day and I said to her, you know, I said, Katie, if I didn't know that you don't drink, I would have thought that you would have had two drinks before you got on TV. And we just kind of laughed about it because she's so happy and so good. But here's now what we have the opportunity to do. And that is that we can take that show and take it to a major network and sell it.
So you've established, you talk about being an expert, and I've share with people going from expert to authority. So because of all of the work that you've done to build that foundation and that platform, you now have this opportunity because you're now an authority in being able to present. And the major networks are probably looking at that as your kind of a proving ground for them.
Exactly. Right? It's so true. Thank you so much for sharing that. But I can't tell you enough how much it really makes my heart sing to see my own, you know, dream come true, but to really see other people's dreams come true. Katie, for instance, I mean, people ask me all the time, what kind of shows do you have? Everything. Okay, we have music, we have cooking shows, we have talk shows, interviews, a Christian side of the guy that actually does that one is absolutely amazing. In fact, he's a great speaker. And we're thinking about taking him also to the Christian network and selling it. So just, you know, people come to us sometimes, they want to be on TV, but we have to look at videos and see, and sometimes they don't always have just exactly what it takes to do that. And so we get them help. If they really have a desire within them to really make this work for them, we're going to find them help, and they can always come back and talk to us because we want them to come on. We're looking for, you know, for people that can kind of own their own space and really have an idea about what kind of a show they want to do and what they're really, you know, passionate about.
So to that point, how do people find you, Shay?
Oh, thank you so much for asking that. Shay, S-H-E-A, at W, B as in boy, T as in Tom, V as in Victor, N as in Nancy, .tv. So it's Shay at WBTVN.tv. And seriously, I'm the girl that you can just even call. So if you want my phone number, it's 847-846-6570. Call me. Glad to talk to you.
And so those of you watching and listening to this, you think easy for her to say, well, she's done this in a very short amount of time. And I want to highlight, she talked about the power of team. It's not about her, it's about the team, right? You're one of, and everybody works together, and understanding what you're strong at and what you're weak at, and bringing the right people on the team to make sure that you have people on your team who are strong where you are weak. And the opportunities, Shay, that you've now provided to so many people that are maybe have always wanted to think about doing a television show. They now have the resource and the opportunity to work with you. So we're going to go into the private Facebook group and go a little deeper, but I wanted to ask you, you know, your a bit of advice for you have for someone out there that has kind of been sitting back and waiting to do it. you know, you and I both have a similar background in the fact that we weren't taught that there were limitations. So we just kept going and kept going, and we weren't taught that women were held back. We just knew that we had, you know, sometimes you had to work a little harder, but you did. And it was like, anything was possible. My parents said, you know, basically you can be anything or do anything you want. You just have to be dedicated to it. And so I think we have similar, and certainly I grew up in my mom's beauty shop, helping her with her books, helping her clean up afterwards, everything. So we didn't realize we had that similarity until this interview.
That's so cool.
Yeah, it's wonderful.
I love it.
But a little bit of your parting words and advice for everybody watching and listening as to following their dream and pursuing it.
Don't just think about what you would like to do, but take action with it and know that it's okay. Just don't procrastinate. Don't keep thinking, you know, about it. Just, you know, maybe you need to find a partner or collaborate with someone. And women sometimes aren't necessarily great at that because they bring jealousy or they bring, you know, competition, even sexuality and flirting. And just know that we're done with all of that. We believe that Women United are changing this world. Be a part of that with us and really think about what you want to do and make it action.
Excellent. Thank you so much, Shay. And hold on, we're going to go into another quick interview in a moment. But thanks for being with us. And thank you all for listening and watching this segment of the Play Big Movement podcast. For more information, you can go to www.playbigmovement.com. Thank you. Have a fabulous day. Thank you for listening to this segment of the Play Big Movement podcast. Please subscribe to iTunes and leave us a review, as well as join us in other areas of social media, Twitter, Instagram, and LinkedIn at Sharon Lecter, and for Facebook, author Sharon Lecter. Thank you so much and have a fabulous day.